There's this famous quote that we often attribute to Albert Einstein that says that compound interest is the eighth wonder of the world. You heard that one? Whether he actually said it is not what matters. What matters is that the idea is true, not just from a financial perspective. It's true for everything in life because everything compounds. Confidence compounds, so does anxiety. Trust compounds. So does resentment, saving compounds, debt compounds, strength compounds, weakness, health, disease, relationships, loneliness, all of those things compound. So every decision that you make pushes you slightly in one direction or the other, which is why I'm fond of saying there's no neutral. One healthy meal doesn't change your life, and one unhealthy meal doesn't explode it. One workout, not going to make you fit. One missed workout is not going to make you a weakling. And $1 invested isn't going to make you wealthy. Just like one unnecessary purchase is not going to lead you to the poorhouse. But you repeat any one of those things 1,000 times, now you're really onto something. Now you've built something or you've totally destroyed something. Think about gravity. Have you ever said that before, the thing about gravity? Thing about gravity is it never stops pulling. That's why I love the analogy of bad gravity, because if you stop rowing, you're going to drift. If you stop maintaining your house, it's going to fall apart. If you stop investing in your marriage, distance will start to grow. And if you stop learning, your skills are going to become obsolete. So nature, it's not going to pause while you figure things out. It's going to keep compounding. That's one of the biggest lessons behind my newest book, Your Money Isn't the Problem, You Are. The real issue usually isn't one about catastrophic mistakes. It's 1,000 tiny decisions, tiny acts of procrastination, tiny moments of avoidance, tiny acts and submission to convenience, tiny excuses made. Each one of them feels like throwaway, insignificant decisions until years later when you're living inside the compound interest of all of those choices. When the mountain of choices that you are making falls down all around you, the Jenga tower of crappy choices collapses. Slowly it starts to wobble, and then here's good news. The opposite is also true. A page a day, that compounds. One important, meaningful, hard conversation that you engage in and you have, that's going to compound. A push-up compounds. Saving $50 compounds. Calling your parents, that compounds. Reading to your kids, keeping a promise, all of these things compound. And eventually those tiny actions stop feeling like actions and they become your identity. They become who you are. They become part of your character. I guess I'm somebody who exercises. I guess I'm a person that people can trust. I'm trustworthy. I guess I'm financially responsible. So identity, it's just compound behavior. And this becomes even more important as we get older. At 30, it's a lot different than 20, certainly 40, 50, 60. Body naturally begins to lose muscle. Perhaps you've noticed that it's tougher to recover from things when you get a little older. Your memory's not quite as sharp as it used to be. Maybe you even have a little less energy. Not being pessimistic or a jerk. These are just biological inevitabilities or realities, which means that maintaining the status quo, that actually requires increasing effort. Standing still isn't standing still anymore. You're walking up a down escalator. If you stop climbing, you're going to start going the opposite direction, buddy. And I know that you've experienced this, because I certainly have. That's why I think in terms of the six key areas of life, family, community, your work and your money, well-being, personal development, and peace of mind, every one of those is constantly compounding. If you ignore one long enough, eventually the bill is going to come due. You invest in one consistently, and eventually dividend checks are going to show up in your mailbox or your bank account, however you want to receive them. And usually, long after you've forgotten the deposits is when they stop showing up because they become who you are. Those small actions become your identity. Those deposits become second nature. And then you're reaping the benefits without even realizing that you're putting in the work. So how do we invest? We do it through the allocation of our MVRs, of our most valuable resources, time, energy, attention, and money. These four resources are constantly compounding into your future, whether you realize it or not. When you consistently place them where you consistently put them, that becomes who you are. That becomes your life. That's it. How did I end up this way? Just through the compounding of these choices, of these allocations. You know, people often ask me how somebody wakes up one day overweight or deeply in debt or disconnected from their spouse or burned out or purposelessness. And the answer is obviously never. They woke up one morning. It's that they compounded tiny choices in that one direction for years and years and years. Same is true of extraordinary lives. No miracle took place. It wasn't a hack. No such thing as an overnight success, which we know. It's just years of smart, aligned decisions. You decided what matters. You decided what must be done in service of what matters. And then you executed by allocating those MVRs appropriately. So your future, it's not built on dramatic moments. It's built on ordinary Tuesdays. It's built by what you repeatedly do when nobody is watching, because everything compounds, everything, all of it, all the time. And you can either view that as a frickin' terrifying thing. You can view it as very empowering. And I would advocate and encourage you to view it that way. This is all within your control. And we're going to pay the price for our decisions, our bad ones, or reap the rewards of our good ones. And I know it's not a game of perfect. I'm not advocating for any kind of an infinity war. I think that if you get 80% of these decisions right, it's going to leave you 20% to mess around a little bit. If your diet is right 80% of the time, you can eat whatever you want 20% of the time. If you have a workout routine and you get it right 80% of the time, you're probably good 20% of the time. If you got a plan for your day and you execute 80% of it, you mess up 20%, you're probably still going to be okay. It's when you invert that and you're just only getting it right 20% of the time and you're messing up 80% of the time and it's not going to work out for you. Then you will wake up years down the road and be buried underneath all of those bad choices. It's because everything compounds. I'm not a fan of, you know, finger wagging or yelling at people for, you know, whatever it is, whatever the avocado toast or the lattes are of today. But if you're doing 80% of the time wrong, well, then it's not going to be a surprise. And of course, we all know intellectually that you pay now or you pay later. And today's version of you is going to have a lot more energy, attention, time than you are in 10 years, certainly 20 years, certainly 30 years. So now is the time to make good decisions and to put compound interest on your side. As the saying goes, the best time to start saving was 30 years ago. The best time to plant a tree was 30 years ago. The next best time is, of course, today. Is it ever too late? Yeah, sometimes it is too late. Because money has time value, which means obviously the longer you have to invest, the better. But also, you know, things become really more difficult when you have less time. If you wait until you're 50 years old to start saving for your retirement, it's going to be way harder than when you were 40, obviously. If you wait till 60, you're up against it then, buddy. So take small bites. Recognize that everything is compounding and that everything that you are putting away for yourself today, form of positive habits like reading or exercise or proper eating or good sleep or stress management, obviously financial matters, those are all compounding. And using it, putting it into our favor, that's kind of the trick of this whole thing. Eventually, gravity is going to get all of us. It's just a question of when. And I don't want that to be sooner rather than later. So what we're talking about, as always, is doing your part by doing your best.